This one is David, David Guillez, Guillez. He was born 12 in 1956, and he is, today's the 16th. This is a 66-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD or true dependency on hospice because of end-stage COPD. He was hospitalized 4 months ago with a stroke, which has left him with a slurred speech. Since he came back from the hospital, hospice never returned to provide him with a hospital bed, his walker, and his O2, which he needs to be able to survive, period. Social, he's single, he's been married before, but no longer, has 2 children, lives in a group home, does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, surgery, he can't remember any recent surgery, allergy, none. Family history, possible stroke, history of stroke in all relatives that he can remember. Medical problems, hypertension, he says he's not a diabetic. He's had numerous strokes, but the last one was 4 months ago, which I believe most likely was recently. You get hospital records, which has left patient with slurred speech, right-sided weakness. Medication includes lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, Coreg, Norvasc, nebulizer treatment when he has the medications available. Patient was found to be short of breath, even sitting still, in desperate needs of breathing treatments because of his shortness of breath. He appears to be anxious with his blood pressure elevated. Vital signs, 170 over 95, pulses 88, perspiration is 18, and febrile heart, pulses, small buzzers, 2 tachycardic, lungs, long cry, rounds, coarse breath sounds, bilaterally, abdomen is soft. No extremity shows severe muscle wasting, no edema, neurological movement, or approach. Neurological shows right-sided weakness. Patient has a slurred speech. Patient also suffers from nystagmus. Assessment number 1, recent history of stroke. COPD end stage. Next number, recent history of stroke. Next number is history of hospice. Patient was recently on hospice, but was dropped after he was admitted to the hospital. Post-hospitalization. Patient states the hospice didn't come to see him because he complained that he was dissatisfied with their services. Next number will... We'll have a hospice company look into his duration of service and the benefit period that he's currently in. Next one is hypertension. Next one is needs better control of his blood pressure. Next one is end-stage COPD. Next one is recent history stroke. Next number, patient is not interested in going back to the hospital. He does appear to be aspirating on a regular basis. His blood pressure is out of control. He's definitely not interested in a PEG tube and or any further treatment, which makes him a candidate for a restart of resuming hospice care at home. Patient lives in a group home at this time. We'll have social services about.
Yeah. Big time. Need me? Okay.
Social services evaluate patient for further needs at home. Thank you.